difficulties? Now, we will get to the question and answer period soon. You might ask, why was it important? Well, I think it's obvious why it was important from my point of view to fake my death, but why was it important to the Romans and to those who succeeded to emphasize the idea that I died on a cross? Well, and if you think about it, the Bible itself says that I resurrected and I was spotted afterwards walking around, and then it's kind of quiet on the whole subject. But when you think about it, wouldn't it have been more exciting and more positive and more encouraging to say, well, he may have died on the cross, but look, he lived afterward? No, not if you were trying to instill guilt. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. I can't even say that seriously. But that is the message that so many people have been given for the last 2,000 years. And the interesting thing is, so many people have purchased the guilt plan. Just signed on that line and said, yes, I'm guilty. We won't even get into the individual reasons why that might be. But essentially, if you can focus on that part of it and sort of conveniently not mention the more hopeful aspects of that story, then you can perhaps keep people off balance, in fear and guilt, and not thinking about what to do next with themselves. Because if you gloss the cross part over and emphasize the resurrection part and things like me saying, you will do these things and greater, even greater works than these shall ye do, then you are telling people that they are strong, they are powerful spiritual beings who have chosen to be on this earth and who have the ability to achieve the same skills and abilities that I, as Jesus walking on this earth, exhibited. The ability to lay on hands and heal, remembering that you cannot force someone, that it was always with the agreement of those that I was healing. The ability to turn water into wine. Good wine. Or beer, if you'd really wanted it. Or anything else. The ability to be so in touch with both your spiritual nature and the physical reality that you are dwelling within, to understand how to work the energy in such a way that, in a loving way, that you can perform miracles. And you can. That is not beyond anyone's grasp. The thing that stands in your way would be fear and guilt. The guilt would say you don't deserve to. The fear would say, I'm not able to. And between those two messages, a lot of people have been kept from expressing their whole selves. Now, I will say one small thing that I hope that all of you have noticed in light of the recent events on the East Coast, that although your media might have led you to believe that under those circumstances people would have been selfish, people would have been panicking, they would have been clawing each other, scrambling all over each other, screaming in the streets, etc., just each person selfishly out for themselves. In truth, what happened was that very few people responded that way. In truth, what happened was that people's true natures came welling up, and they were generous, and they were helpful. They were calm in the face of a very powerfully, a was going to say exciting, but I don't think that's exactly how you would think of that. A powerfully traumatic event. And not just people in the event, but people who were aware of the event. Not just people in this country, but people all over the world. They rose up, they were shocked, they were sad. They felt their feelings, they allowed themselves to express their feelings. And they stood up in support and said, this is not right. People's true nature is love. People's true actions, if they don't let fear and guilt get in the way, if they keep a clear focus on what their intentions are, and if their intentions are to express love in the best way that they know how, and even if they aren't consciously thinking that, but that is their intention in their heart, their true natures will show. By their works ye shall know them. That means that you will understand what a person's intentions are by the results of their actions. Because someone can do something that on the outside looks like it is the right thing to do, and if their intentions are not right, it will not come out right. There will be something wrong with it. It will go slightly to greatly awry. And if someone's intentions are good, even if they are clumsy and unknowledgeable, somehow it will work out okay. Okay, we will do questions and answers, and then after that, if we still have time, give me one moment.